Hello, welcome back, kids. It's Flesh Moon Junior's round two. I'm here with my buddy Todd.
Hi, Pugs.
And I am Pugs Dread. And I have no clue where creepy Uncle Dan is. He knows so you're supposed to be here right now. Wonder where that dude is.
Uncle Dan, where you at?
Hi, guys. Where are you?
Hello? Uncle Dan, over here. Over here, Uncle Dan.
Your other right.
Oh, there you are. Hi, guys.
What's up, Uncle Dan?
How are you? How's your PO?
I'm well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the Halloween season and giving the kids some candy.
What does that mean?
It means special tickles for the kitties. There you go.
Is that a joke?
Could be.
Hey, kids, how hardcore you are.
It doesn't hurt them. It's just strawberry filling.
All right, Uncle Dan. Right. What are we here to talk about today?
We are here to talk about Paranorman. Yeah. I don't know. I had like a weird like head thing there. It's like I went somewhere else and I'm not sure where I'm at. So give me a minute.
Is that like alternate Earth planet, Dan?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
Firefly Funhouse, Dan.
I do often see the fiend. He's actually really nice in person. He likes to, you know,
let him in all play the time. Poker. And,
yeah, he's cool dude.
I see him looking over Pug's shoulder disagreeing, but...
Cool dude. Pugs likes his girlfriend. He knows, by the way, what thoughts you think.
Yes, so. That's fine. Look, I'll let her in.
all right. So, anyways, well, we do have a movie to talk about tonight, and that is... A great one indeed. Paranorman from directors Chris Butler and Sam Fell. And this is from 2012. And it's an animated film that follows a misunderstood boy who takes on ghosts, zombies, and grown-ups to save his town from a centuries-old curse. All right. So I remember seeing this in theaters with my nephew and enjoying it quite a bit and revisiting it. For the first time in several years, I gotta say it holds up. But where does this one stand amongst children's classics like Nightmare Before Christmas and so on for you, Pugs?
Is it weird to me when Dan says children's classics, it just kind of scares me a bit?
No, that's a normal feeling, Todd. Your firefly's kicking in, or your parental. Protection is kicking in.
I didn't stay in a glass cage or a Serbian film. Come on, Don. Those were Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a kid's flick.
Okay. Yeah, it's when you see children, it creeps me out.
NBP. No, NBC. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, there we go.
So I do think it belongs up there with Nightmare Before Christmas. It is on par with quality. Mind you, Nightmare Before Christmas has the cooler characters. But, like, it should be up there. It should be all over Hot Topic, all over Disneyland if they buy it eventually, or Universal. Wherever the rights lie, you're leaving money on the table by not promoting the hell out of this thing. This movie is gold. It is a horror fan. Like for me, as a horror fan, I see myself in this little animated kid. I'm like, I watched those movies with my grandma. Hell yeah, this is awesome. I didn't go on an adventure like that, but, you know, it hits home. I think the animation's wonderful. The character designs are great. Story's cool as hell. I love his little fat friend, Neil. He rocks. Yeah, dude, this is for everybody, young and old, and I absolutely adore this movie. Yeah, horror fans, dream come true.
Keep that creepy mouse away from Paranorman. He'll ruin it.
You know what? I'm going to allow the mouse because they know how to promote their own thing. And if I get more Paranorman merchandise out of it, hail the mouse.
They're going to start buying up states soon.
I can't wait till they buy up Dan's house. That's all I want. you're going to be the center of the, Disneyland Atlanta.
Wholesome Uncle Dan would be an awesome icon. Come on.
You're
going to make the space.
Well, you're definitely going on a poster.
I was going to say, you're going to make the Florida hotel look like a happy place.
You're telling me Mickey Mouse and then Dan? This on like the...
Oh, Jesus.
I would you to wear that hat on the next episode. the mouse ears.
Be awesome. Oh, you would have like a ton of little kids with these.
Little victims.
Todd will think like he woke up on the beach with like the ape statues and everything. I mean,
Dan Dirty.
Don't they already have the Indiana Jones hat with the ears?
No, you're gonna have them like wearing these hats on horseback, like throwing shit at Todd, lassoing his ass. That's poetic justice.
Language.
All right.
Back to Paranorman.
Yeah. So, what did you think? How did Paranorman hold up for you, Todd?
Well, I didn't actually see this one in theaters, Dan, like you did. And you asked me if I'd shown my son yet. I have not yet. I'm still thinking at least another year. It might just be a little too scary for him this year. He's 4 this year. Next year he'll be 5. So, and he's a fresh 4. He just turned it like a month ago. So I'm thinking next year we'll see. He was cool with Scooby-Doo, the one we reviewed last week or the week before our last episode. But yeah, this one, I agree. This one needs a marketing machine behind it to get the stuff. I mean, I know Pug sequel. You've talked about that numerous times. But
I'm really considering saving up and see if I could buy the rights in a few years.
What's the studio that did? I know we talked about it starts with an L.
Lankia.
Yeah, that sounds correct. But I mean, like
Kubo and the Two Strings and all those guys.
Coraline, which I'm surprised hasn't. That's another one. Which you
that,
figure
they that can, one has a bigger fan base though.
It does has merch still. Yeah.
It's not that much though. I mean, relative to like a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, no, but compared to Paranorman. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, you'd be happy if you had that level of Paranorman merch. Yeah. But yeah, both of them should be like pushed like that. That's a double edged sword though, because sometimes then it gets over pushed.
I want my Neil watching the aerobics video play set. That would be the best.
You need that on a shirt.
The first slot. There you go. And I love a lot of the end stuff. You mentioned like watching movies with his grandmother, and then they're watching the cheesy monster movie with the boom mic and everything. There's a lot here for adults. I mean, this is one you can watch if you don't have kids and still get a lot of enjoyment out of it. It's way better than any recent thing I've watched with my nieces or nephews. The animation is fantastic. It's touching, like legitimately touching.
I don't want to hear anything about legitimately touching.
Shut up, Todd. You can go to HE double hockey sticks or whatever. Then yeah. Mm-hmm. Just refer to what I say on the other shows. So anyways, yeah, of course, I love the zombie stuff. I love we get John Goodman, of course, doing the voice of the uncle. It's perfect. It's a perfect mix of having, like, you know, being actually scary for a child, which is a lost art now. I mean, you go back and watch some of the some early Disney stuff even where, you know, they could still actually go for scares. They don't really do that anymore. This has enough of that. I think it's fantastic. It's one that if you haven't seen, I mean, it's 2012. So, I mean, my God, it is, you know, it's not recent anymore.
Usually around the 10 year mark is when stuff starts to kick off. So fingers crossed within 2 years, we'll get more Paranorman stuff.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah. And the kid actually has gone on. Well, even before this, he was the kid in The Road with Viggo Mortensen. And
yeah, don't watch that, children. It's a great movie. Wait till you're older, though.
Yes, yes. I don't know. Maybe we get Viggo Mortensen in Paranorman, too.
He's not. He's still creepy Uncle Dan, so you have to give him a break. we didn't mention also Jeff Garland as the father. I mean, he's
yes,
you know, he's great in that role. I didn't realize his mother or the mother voice was Leslie Mann. So there's another name.
Oh, nice, nice. I don't know why this one hasn't or wasn't a big hit in theaters. I don't quite get it.
Well, I missed it in the theaters too. I messed up completely. But when I saw it at home, because I wanted to see it, something just came up, I guess. But when I saw it at home, I'm like, man, I messed up. I should have seen this like 10 times in the theater.
Do you think it's because Tim Burton didn't do it? Like back then, it just felt like something that should be a Tim Burton thing. I don't know. That sounds
weird.
They
slapped from the producers of Coraline all over it. So that had enough of a following that should have. Because you know what? Half the people think that's a Disney movie because anything with cartoons like Dan is like the mouse. So,
no, the mouse is like Vince McMahon. He's just finally killing the last.
And you love this McMahon.
Vince McMahon was in charge of my childhood, and so was the mouse. So, thank you.
They're gonna be in charge of your adulthood soon.
He already's been in charge of yours. He's the one. The mouse is the one giving you those books of blood.
And that's why.
No one else had the,
you know what,
the ears to do it.
Boom. I'll save that. I forgot. Oh yeah, the animation on these females here and in Incredibles, like, you're making it okay to be curvy, and I appreciate that.
And we also have the first, at least in a U.S. film, the first like character. First gay character in an animated film with Alvin, 8 years before Disney did in Onward. So,
progression.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, that's, I forgot about that actually. So, didn't they do it in Beauty and the Beast?
Well, it's not a cartoon. But
oh, yeah, never mind.
Also, I don't believe it's actually stated, but it's just been implied. But I
haven't seen it, obviously, but I thought there was like some kiss or something.
There,
I don't know.
There was some controversy about the tea kettle. I don't know, someone.
It's okay. You do you. Whoever you want to love, as long as it's consensual and mutual, by all means.
And of age. Hey, no GDs. I wonder if then you said "aw, damn" and not censor anything.
Shut up, Todd.
And there it is. Just,
if you see Todd on the street, kids, kick him right in the. It's okay. It's cool. You have my permission.
That's not the way it works, Dan. You're gonna get talking to again.
My bad. Anyways, back to Paranorman. Where would this be in your? I don't know what to call it. I want to call it like older anime because I mean you could watch this as a little kid too. It just depends on your maturity level in terms of fear. Like, what's your like? I don't know. Top three.
Like a Halloween time,
maybe? I'm struggling for the words. Yeah, like Stop Halloween. Halloween themed cartoons. Let's do a top five, whatever you want. Like, I mean, where does this rank for you? Sorry, I was struggling for the words.
Well, I'll go with three, and it's across the board. I think they all should be gigantic and huge and merchandise machines. Mm-hmm. Of course, the pinnacle is Nightmare Before Christmas. I can't even deny that. I love that movie. I've always loved that movie, even before it was cool to love that movie. Mm-hmm. Then I would go Paranorman, and then Coco. I think Coco should be huge. I absolutely adore that movie.
That one did better than this, though, didn't it? I thought that made
and money. As the mouse behind it, so it's gonna get bigger and bigger.
If only they could have got that copyright to Day of the Dead.
They got greedy, and that was dumb.
Yeah, they did. That was the. They know the line now.
Big day for these people. They also have a really cool show at Disney California Adventure. Like, they have, I forgot, his name's not Coco. Diego, or whatever the hell his name is. The little guy that plays guitar. Like, they have it live action. It's pretty neat. I was shocked how cool it was.
That's cool.
What have you guys watched? Because I never watched them with my nieces and nephews. Wasn't there, what is it, Wallace and Gromit? I know some people think highly of.
Those are cool.
I know there's a Halloween one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's a Halloween one on there that I've never seen. So
well, there's watching. Mad Monster Party. We can't forget that one.
Of course. Mickey's
Halloween Treat, which I wish they had on Disney Plus, but it was more of a special. Kind of like a bunch of clips together, but that's another one. Speaking of the mouse, that I like to watch.
Yeah, I do remember some of the like old school. Animated,
but it's cool.
I remember some of the old school Disney Halloween specials being pretty good. God, it's been a long time. But I know for some of you younger listeners, I'm sure we have some, Halloween Town, not animated, but I know that's like one of the big like family traditions now.
I watched Fun Size for the first time.
Is that with Tyra Banks?
Size. No, it's, I want to say her name. Hold on. I can't think of the girl's name. It takes place on Halloween.
Really?
It's a Nickelodeon movie. It's Victoria Justice is the lead. It's from 2012.
Okay. I like her.
Yeah. Well, then you might like this. It's got Johnny Knoxville pops up. It's a PG-13. It was a little stronger than I thought for a Nickelodeon movie, but cool. I was like, it takes place in Halloween. There's trick or treating. I was like, I'm gonna watch to see how it is. So
I will definitely be checking that out this season then. Because truth be told, I am a big Victorious fan. I love that show. Don't even care. Who knows?
There's no judgment here. Just Uncle Dan.
Yeah.
Maybe the knock you're gonna get at the door tomorrow. But other than that, no judgments.
Hey,
no
judgment. Gotta wait till the 31st. I got candy for him.
All right, any closing thoughts on Paranorman? Because again, love fest for me, guys. If you haven't seen it, the most important thing about it is it gives you the mood of Halloween, so yes. Which to me is the most important thing. It really does. Do we want ready to rate it? Any closing thoughts?
I just absolutely adore this movie, and I want everyone of all ages to check this out. So watch it with your parents, watch it with your kids, watch it by yourself. And just love it.
Don't watch it with creepy Uncle Dan.
Try not to. Unless it's like virtual and you're okay.
Even then, you don't want to, you don't want a creepy moment. What happened there?
So, what do you rate it, Pugs?
Okay, I'm going to rate this masterpiece a 5. I would give it more if I could, but it's a 5 out of 5 with a high recommendation of you better watch it.
I'm going to go 5 too. There we go, 5.
Uncle Dan gives it this many.
So that's one big Norman. One big black hole. Because the witch with the hole. Yes.
Yeah. Disney reference.
So, creepy Uncle Dan, where are you going to watch Lure the Kids in with next?
No,
more editing to do.
All right. On that note.
Maybe Maybe you get this unedited on Patreon.
Speaking of Patreon.
Yes, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Support us for exclusive, uncensored, all kinds of cool content that all starts in a book. So help us out.
Ask your parents' permission first, because there is some edgier stuff on there. It's really funny, and hopefully one day you'll be able to find out.
Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores for some cool merch. And and like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. That's really important, guys. So if you're listening and you like us, give us a like, give us a share, tell your friends. Stay tuned. We might have Uncle Dan t-shirts at some point.
Please and thank you.
I do not want that wrapped around my kid.
All right. You can also follow us on all the social media stuff, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and everything. There's also a new Slasher app. Ask permission, my parents' permission to check that out. That's pretty much it, and we'll see you guys next time. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. See you later, guys.
Good night.